Using the Brown County Veterans Memorial as a backdrop, Mark Green outlined what he's done for veterans during his time in Congress, where he represents northeastern Wisconsin. He was accompanied by many vets who are endorsing Green's run for governor. Green says he's voted in favor of legislation that's led to a 66% increase in federal funding for veterans programs. He says he'll continue that trend if he wins the governor's seat this fall. He's proposing a state income tax exemption for members of the National Guard and Reserve. And Green chided the Doyle administration for changes in state health care aid grants that help low-income vets pay for dental and vision care.
First, he excluded spouses and dependents from receiving these benefits. I'll add them back in. He also changed the previous annual combined cap of $5,000 in benefits to a lifetime cap of $5,000 per veteran. I not only return to an annual cap, but I'll increase it to $7,000.
Also in terms of health care, Green touted a new vets clinic that he helped open in Green Bay. He says he also successfully worked to get more doctors and nurses for a vets clinic in the Fox Valley. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.